Another scary purpose behind the chemtrails was voiced by a retired military intelligence officer who became particularly interested in the phenomena after being doused with chemicals from the air that seriously affected his health. The man participated in the Army's remote viewing program, so he was able to physically seek the purpose behind the chemtrail program. What he got was summed up in one word: terraforming, an attempt to alter the environment of the planet. The case for the reality of chemtrails is strong, but until there is some official recognition of this activity, the taxpaying public will be left to do no more than speculate about its originators and purpose. Changing the game. Every living thing requires air. Continuing to pump pollutants into the air is suicidal. Every effort must be made on the individual level to maintain clean air, and such action should include ending any dependence on nuclear power, proven to be a hazardous and unpredictable technology. Cell phones should be kept away from children, and their use severely limited for adults. If a phone must be used, a headset should be worn to keep heat and radiation away from the brain. The public must recognize the dangers of the aerial spraying program producing chemtrails and demand a full and honest investigation by both the government and the news media. The public can no longer simply take the government's word that nothing is going on in the skies above them. But once again, public policies on pollution, hazardous technologies, and environmental modification will not change as long as corporate and military power prevails in governments. A basic restructuring of political power must take place, first, at the local level. Only then can effective efforts be made to ensure a safe and clean environment for everyone.